Welcome to the program, 638. It's Monday. We're here for you. Let's start with some birthdays. Soulja Boy. It's one of your favorite songs, isn't it?
I saw today that it's Soulja Boy's birthday, and it's also Afro Man's birthday.
A couple of classic musical
artists there.
Hang on a second. I was going to play a little Afro Man.
Oh, you don't really need to.
Why not? Afro Man's funny,
His one big hit was I Want to Get High, right?
No, Cause I Get High.
Cause I Get High, yes.
Yeah, hang on. Now, I've got Afro Man here somewhere. Thanks for working that up for me. I got it here. Hang on.
Brother.
Afro Man.
Afro Man.
Anyway, there it is. Okay, so first of all, Soulja Boy is 24. Afro Man, now this is...
Got to be in his 40s.
He is 40, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I've never heard of Afro Man.
Cause I got high, because I got high. Because I got high.
Really?
This was really? It was a big hit. What year?
I don't know.
In the early 2000s, maybe?
Yeah, Afro Man's funny. You got to listen to the whole song. I play you the whole song. I've got it somewhere.
I'm sure there's a video on YouTube. He had a video on MTV, if I remember.
The video is hilarious.
Of him blazing away? Him and his band with a big cloud over there.
Well, actually, it's you know what? The thing of it is, it's kind of an anti-weed song. His song is
"Don't be like these morons." Yeah, it's like get high.
What was it? I used to do my homework. I'll have to find.
I am not up on the lyrics of Afro Man's "Cause I Get High."
I will find it here in a second. We will go over it because I've got an edited version. There's one set of lyrics we can't play on. And it's like whoopsie.
Yeah, don't do that.
but I've got a version. I believe I have a version that I edited out.
Great.
The bad stuff.
Because we can't get too much Afro Man.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's why.
All right,
coming to a casino near you.
Elizabeth Berkley, I doubt it, unless he's cleaning. Elizabeth Berkley is 42.
Elizabeth Berkley.
Remember her from
Showgirls?
So they're
probably showing Showgirls right next to her Saved by the Bell show, huh? The double feature?
She's actually now got a website that she's giving advice to your daughter on how to navigate the pressures of being a girl. Yeah, that's who you want giving advice to your daughter. Sally Struthers.
No, wait a minute. She was the one who was in Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
And did that movie where she was like helpless the whole time.
Yes. Showgirls, yes.
Absolutely a
horrible
movie.
You have 37 pay movie channels on your dish. I'm sure you can find Showgirls on at some point every night of the week.
I don't think I would pay money to see that.
If I had bothered to watch that program with the mute, with the sound on... I would have heard that it's absolutely terrible, but
yes,
not that kind of movie.
Well, what? I did watch some of it with
subtitles,
the mute on. Anyway, Sally Struthers, we all know her as the All in the Family whiner and crier, and of course from the Save the Children campaigns of 1994, where it was clear none of the food was going to the children. She's 67. Jim Davis, who created Garfield, is 69. Okay, so Godzilla and King Kong movies are in the works, new ones, and it's going to be awesome because King Kong and Godzilla will be also fighting the classic monsters, Mothra, Rodan, and others.
Do we need this?
Gamera.
Do we need this?
Yes, we need this.
This
is awesome. If we're going to reboot the Avengers and all the comic book heroes.
They just did a Godzilla reboot less than a year ago,
and
right?
It's coming. Now, it didn't do But
yes.
they're gonna keep trying. Ugh. They're gonna keep trying. Saturday night near Comic-Con, a man was driving with his kids. He sped up to get through a zombie walk and accidentally hit a 64-year-old woman with his car. She may have suffered a broken arm. Police say the man and his kids were deaf, and the kids were afraid. There are also reports that the zombies apparently attacked his car and broke a windshield. No arrests were made. Police are investigating. So. Come on, buddy. That's not how you kill zombies. We all know that. Aretha Franklin was scolded recently.
That was Aretha Franklin.
I'm sorry, what?
Aretha?
Last week.
She's the one who no longer lives in the U.S., that like the tax deal is better to live in Sweden or something? Or
no, that's Tina Turner. You're getting your divas mixed up.
I am getting my divas
that's right.
confused. Okay.
Last week, Aretha Franklin was at a Johnny Rockets. And apparently engaged in a bit of fisticuffs with an employee when she was told she could not eat inside because she had ordered her food to go. She stormed out without eating, and the owner has apologized on behalf of the, quote, new employee. Obviously, she was so hungry, she was hangry, she probably should have had a Snicker bar before she...
Don't you know who I am?
Precisely.
Right.
Okay, so I saw this flick over the weekend, Lucy, with Scarlett Johansson.
You went to that instead of Hercules?
Yes, I'm not interested in seeing Hercules. I'll be honest, I just, there's nothing about the Hercules flick that's exciting me. Scarlett Johansson.
What is Lucy about?
Lucy is about a woman who figures out a way to use 100% of her brain, and she can do all of these fantastic
things. For some reason, she is involved in a drug smuggling ring. She gets hoodwinked into being a mule,
okay.
And they implant this bag of drugs inside her abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets hit in the stomach. Some of the drugs leak into her bloodstream, and all of a sudden, boom, her brain wakes up to full potential. And the movie is what happens as she goes from 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, all the way up to finally she reaches 100% of brain capacity.
Just what the world needs, another woman who thinks she's always right.
I found it to be a fanciful tromp through science fiction.
Because scientists now say that whole idea of we only use 10% of our brains is probably not true.
It is not true. It's not true at all. Morgan Freeman is in it. He plays a brain scientist that she reaches out to. I knew it was false because at no time does she ever step into the kitchen.
Oh, you guys are something else.
I kid.
Morgan Freeman is a brain scientist?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, dude.
Well, come on, he played God.
Morgan Freeman.
He could do anything, man.
Morgan Freeman can do anything he wants. He's awesome. All right, the top five movies.
He was on Jimmy Fallon last week. Probably promoting this movie.
Probably so.
And Fallon did a thing where he and Morgan Freeman both sucked on helium and then read stuff. Can you imagine Morgan Freeman reading something with a helium voice?
Love it. Planes, Fire and Rescue was the number five movie, made $9.3 million. The Purge, Anarchy, made $10 million. It's in number four. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, otherwise known as Angry Well-Armed Monkeys, made $16.5 million, $172 million total take in 3 weeks. Hercules. He was number two. He made $29 million. And yes, Lucy, the number one flick, made $44 million.
Of course, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, is the star of Hercules. And there was, remember that Throwback Thursday picture that was posted online last week of him from the 90s wearing the fanny pack?
Yes.
Well, he's having some fun with that.
Oh.
Every time he tweets something now, he puts a hashtag on, no fanny pack.
All right, so here are reviews from legendary rock albums that were posted on Amazon recently, okay?
These are like young people discovering these albums for the first time.
Precisely.
And they're not liking them.
From Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, of course, from the Beatles, quote, I just bought this CD and I don't see what all the hype is about. My teacher always talks about the Beatles, but they have no lyrical skills. Graceland from Paul Simon.
One of my favorite albums. Somebody's trashing Graceland by Paul Simon.
I heard one song on the radio and it was good. I assumed the entire CD would be enjoyable. It was not.
Oh, brother.
Blonde on Blonde by Bob Dylan.
Oh my God. Somebody didn't like that either.
Another album with no hits. Did that happen to Elvis or the Beatles? No, it did not.
No.
This guy is horrific. Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. This is not the Beach Boys. It can't be. There are no beach songs. I thought it was some kind of joke. All Pet Sounds offers is the opportunity to hear Brian Wilson whine for 40 minutes, backed by elevator music. Here's one's going to make you cringe. From Led Zeppelin 1. Good God, this album blows. It fails to ever produce even one memorable track. Don't get me wrong, it produces memorable moments and riffs, but never a track that doesn't derail. And lastly, from the Ramones, maybe they should have just had one song. Seriously, every song in this album sounds the same. Mm. They can't sing, and they've managed to figure out one way to express music.
Well, I would sort of agree with that one.
Yeah, well,
that's probably close to being true, but the rest of them...
These young people don't have an appreciation of what happens in your car in the back seat where Led Zeppelin 4 is on.
Precisely.
Here we go. Now we're talking.
High quality music.
Afro Man. About to get his royalty check from WSAU's management.
Okay.
I was gonna clean my room.
We know what he's gonna spend it on, too.
Then I got high.
See, this
I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
There it is, the anti-drug message from WSAU. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.